Fantasy, very good, mashallah. And what about, yes, you in the back, what do you like to write? Thank you. Stories, very good. What kind of characters do you have in your stories? They're what? Piggy in jail? Is that, did I get that right? Cool, very nice, very creative, yes? What is it? You like to just draw. Well, hey, actually, is anybody an artist here too? Who likes to draw? Very good, mashallah, a lot of hands. That's excellent. Who else likes wants to share what you write? Yes? Different animals? Yeah, I love animals. Who else loves animals? I love animals. Awesome. Very good. Mashallah, does anybody here write poetry? Or like rhymes? You like to do rhymes? Very good. That's awesome. So when I was a little girl, maybe like middle school actually, not too young, I loved to write. And I liked to write everything. I used to write, like I had a journal. Anybody journal here? Yeah, sometimes you just write your thoughts, right? I did journaling, and then I started doing poetry. I liked writing poems. I would write like cards for my friends on their birthdays and tell them how much I love them and all the fun things that I like to do with them. So I always liked to write, write, write. And then as I got older, you know, I tried to write more adult kind of things like articles and things like that. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but that's like part of a magazine or something online. And then I always had people telling me, you should write a book, you should write a book. So I said, maybe one, inshallah one day when my kids are old enough and I have the time. So about 2.5 years ago, I actually wrote a book. And that book was on someone super duper special. Okay, if I asked you right now to name me someone that every single person in this room should think is super duper 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 special, like the most special person ever, who would that be? Yes. Okay, Allah. Well, Allah is not a person, right? You're right that he's very special, but I'm talking about a human being. So try again. Who else? Yes. Who? Khadija radiallahu anha. Oh, I love that you said Khadija radiallahu anha. Mashallah. Amazing. Very good. She's very, very special. But I'm thinking of one other person. Yes. Yes. Excellent. Prophet Muhammad. And what do we say after his name? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very good, mashallah. So my book is actually based on everything that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. But I tried to focus it because it's a children's book, actually. It's not an adult book. I mean, adults can read from it, but it's a children's book. But I wrote it to talk about his teachings. And his teachings, a lot of them had to do with the things that you guys, that we're talking about right now, right? Being helpful, being courageous, being strong, being caring, right? All of those wonderful things that your teachers and your parents are teaching you, they all are taught to us by the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why was I the only one who said that? Let's try it again. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, every time we hear his name, we say that, okay? So I'm going to share with you guys today my book. This is the book, okay? And I know it's, I hope you guys can see it. I'll try to hold it up as high as I can so that you can see the images, but it's really more important to listen to the words, okay? The book is called Clear the Path, okay? And the reason why I named it Clear the Path is actually in the book. So I'm going to see who's paying attention. Okay, and I'm going to ask you some questions after I'm done. So try to pay attention. Yes, sweetheart. You do? Oh, well, that's so sweet. I feel very honored. Who else has this book at home? Oh, wow, you guys just made my day. Thank you. That really, really means a lot to me that you guys have my book. I hope you like it. Well, you might be familiar then more than other people, but I hope you still enjoy it. I'm going to read it the way that it was meant to be read. So this is actually a rhyme book. So if you ever attended one of my sessions here or anywhere else, you might have heard me sing it. Do you want me to sing it or do you want me to read it?
Sing it.
Sing it. Do you want me to rap it? I'm not a good rapper. I don't think that'll turn out too good. But I'll sing it, okay? Inshallah. And I'll try to hold it up for you. You know what I'll do? It'll be easier for me if I can sing it and then I'll hold it up and show you the pictures, okay? Does that work? All right, bismillah. So the first section of the book is about greeting and visiting. So a lot of times we have to go to our relatives' homes, right? Like grandma, grandpa, uncle, auntie, someone invites your parents over for dinner, and you have to go, right? So this chapter or this section teaches you all the important things you should do when you go and greet and visit people, okay? So here we go. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, bismillah. We always start with bismillah, right? I am a Muslim, I say the truth. I mind my manners, yes I do. I say salam before I speak. I love Allah, His happiness I seek. I shake hands so my sins will fall. I turn around when my name is called. I take my shoes off, no tracking dirt. I clear the path so no one gets hurt. I say bismillah before I eat and drink. I rinse my hands and then dry the sink. Okay, so let's talk about why did I choose all these verses? Well, here are the pictures first of all. Before we greet each other, just like your teachers taught you, we always say salam, right? Why? Because salam, does it have the same meaning like hi or hey, what's up? Does it have the same meaning? What does salam mean? Someone I haven't called on yet. I want to give everybody an opportunity. Yes? What does it mean? It means hi. Well, that's how you use it. You use it to say hi, but what does it actually mean? What does the word salam mean in Arabic? Anybody I haven't called on? Yes? Peace. Very good. Peace be upon you. So when you say salam to someone, you're actually making a dua. Because the opposite of peace is when things are not very peaceful, like it's loud and noisy and things are kind of uncomfortable. So what you're doing when you see someone for the first time is you're saying, I hope that you have peace. Peace be upon you, right? You're wishing them peace. So that's why salam is the first thing we say. We don't just say hi, okay? So the first verse says what? I say salam before I speak. I love Allah, His happiness I seek. More than anybody else, we always want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next verse says, I shake hands so my sins will fall. Well, where did we get that from? This is actually a hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, when two Muslims meet one another and they shake hands, whatever sins they did are falling. You have to imagine falling. So if you look closely to the picture here, I have like these little kind of drawings that represent sins, okay? You can't really draw a sin, right? But you can draw something like a symbol. So I drew a picture that showed that every time you shake hands, your sins are falling. So it's part of the sunnah of the Prophet. The next is, I turn around when my name is called. This is super important. Why? Because we're talking about manners, right? Or adab. Adab in Arabic means manners. If someone calls your name, and you just walk and you don't even turn around, is that polite?
No,
it's not very polite, especially if it's like, you know, your teacher, your parent, your grandparent, even an older kid, okay? Even a younger kid, it doesn't matter. Adab is for everybody. So if someone calls your name, the kind and polite thing to do is actually turn around, okay? So you want to, turn your whole body. And this was the way of the Prophet ﷺ. If someone was walking or ever called his name, he didn't just go, yeah, what's up, and then keep walking. He never did that. He would turn fully around and look at them and say, yes, how can I help you? So this is why another very important sunnah, we turn around. And then the next line, I take my shoes off, no tracking dirt. Part of being a Muslim, a good Muslim, is that we keep our spaces clean, our bodies clean, and our spaces clean. If you go outside, especially like on a rainy day, and then you run inside because you want to go grab your water bottle, or you're just excited to go grab a snack or something, and then you're not paying attention, what's going to happen to all that dirt? What's going to happen? You can just say it, right? It's going to get all over the carpet, and then who has to usually clean all that up? Your mama. If your dad's home, hopefully he's helping too, but if he's not home and your mom's home, then usually she is, and she already has so much else, other work to do, right? So you want to be mindful not to track dirt in the house or even in the masjid. Always clean your shoes so that they don't track dirt. Another is, I clear the path so no one gets hurt. This is also from hadith, that if you ever see something, like for example, is it a good idea to like throw your backpack in the middle of the hallway? Mm-mm. Or your books, do you leave them around on the ground? Or even your shoes or anything? No, because someone could not be paying, maybe someone's not paying attention, and then boom, they trip over that. And now someone could break their leg, their knee, their hip. That's really bad, right? So we don't ever want to injure people. So you want to always make sure that you leave the pathway where people walk clear. And it, even if it's not your things, you can always move them over, right? You don't have to just move your own stuff. If you see shoes in the walkway by the door at the masjid, and they're maybe, you know, they're in the way, you can just scoot them over. Just because they're not your shoes, it doesn't matter, right? This is all part of being a good Muslim. And then we say, I say Bismillah before I eat and drink. Very important to always say the name of Allah before we eat and drink, because we want His blessing. We want the food to be good for us. We don't want to get sick, right? So we always remember that. And then when we wash our hands, right, after we're done, if we go and we clean up ourselves because we got maybe sauce all over our face and our fingers, spaghetti sauce, right, that happens. You know, you want to make sure that the sink is clean. You don't want to leave it wet and like a big puddle of water all over the place, right? This is all part of having really good manners, especially when you visit someone else's home. Okay? And everybody got that? All right, and I'll take your questions maybe at the end. Let's, because there's a few different sections, okay? So that was the first section. The next is called listening and speaking, okay? I am a Muslim, I say the truth. I mind my manners, yes I do. I never frown or whine when I don't get my way. I speak my mind when I have nice things to say. I trust good people who I know don't lie. I'm not suspicious and will never spy or pry. I pay attention and don't interrupt. I remain quiet and never say, shh, up. We don't say that. Okay, it's not nice. I praise Allah when I feel grateful and glad. I praise Allah when I feel upset and sad. Okay, so here's the pictures for that. So this is all about how to listen to people when they're speaking to you, right? And also watching the way that you respond. So if your mom and baba are telling you to clean up your room, you don't do this pouty face. But I don't wanna. I don't wanna clean my room. You know, you don't do that, right? We try to listen with respect, because whenever they tell you to do something or don't do something, it's always because it's better, right? You speak your mind when I have nice things to say. So it's not nice if someone says, hey, do you like my dress? And then you go, no, that's ugly. I don't like that color. That's not polite, right? So if you don't like something, you don't have to say something mean about it. You can just focus on something better. Like, oh, your hijab is nice. Or, you know, give, if you want to give someone a compliment, right? But you don't have to point out the negative things. That's not nice. You pay attention and you don't interrupt. So, right, just like you guys are doing right now, you're having excellent adab, very good manners, because you're all listening, no one's interrupting, and I appreciate that. And then you remain quiet and you don't say shh up. Those two words are not nice at all, right? We don't ever say that to people, because it's just not polite and it's not the way of a Muslim. And then we praise Allah in all situations, when you're happy and if you're sad. Okay, you always want to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's given you so much, right? So that was a section on listening and speaking. Now we're going to talk about sharing and caring, okay? Which again, I know I heard some of the themes that you guys have been looking over. This will talk to a lot of those themes. I am a Muslim, I say the truth. I mind my manners, yes I do. I save my money to help people in need. I give my time to increase my good deeds. I share my food and offer the best thing first. I drink 3 small sips to quench my thirst. I visit the sick to help ease their pain. I pray their strength and health will remain. I sit with my elders and ask them how they are. I help them walk to and from the car. So this is all about sharing and caring, right? How many of you here have a sadaqah jar or something that where you save up your own money? That's awesome. Very good. Inshallah, all the parents can help you maybe make one. It's a really good idea. If you have a piggy bank, that's also, sometimes people will use their money from that, which is the same thing. But if you have a separate thing that's for sadaqah, it's even better, because now you're saying, Allah, I'm choosing to all this money to go to those who are in need, right? So it's a really good idea to do that. And then your time, right? You don't want to waste your time. If you have nothing to do at home because you finished all your homework and you're kind of just, you know, sitting around doing nothing, the best thing to do is actually go and ask Mama or Baba, do you guys need help with anything? Can I help with dinner? Do you have a chore that I can do? Right? So using your time wisely and not just wasting it, okay? And then sharing. If you and your friend are sitting at lunch, let's say at school or at masjid or here, even here, and you guys are sharing a snack and you have a giant cookie, okay? And your cookie has a lot of chocolate chips, okay? Like a lot. And then you have another cookie and it's got like half of the chocolate chips, right? And your friend says, can I have a cookie with you? Which cookie do you give from? Very good. As Muslims, we should always give from what we want for ourselves, we give to each other. So if you want that chocolate chippy, delicious, chewy, gooey cookie for yourself, then the best thing to do when you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is say, oh Allah, it's so hard for me because I really want this cookie for myself, but I'm going to share it because we're Muslim and that's what we do. And then next time you might find that your friend is the one who has the chewy, gooey, delicious chocolate chip cookie and you don't. And guess what? She'll remember that, right? Hopefully, right? Hopefully we'll remember that, those things that people do for us. So we always offer the best part of our food first. And then when we drink three small sips, this is also from the sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ taught us to not like chug water or food and like inhale it, right? We shouldn't do that because you'll actually get sick, right? And there's also another hadith that says you should divide your stomach into three parts. Who can tell me the parts? What are the three parts that you divide your stomach in? Yes? Very good, mashallah. So we have food, water, and then air. So those are the three sections. If you look at your stomach and just imagine two lines going across it, keep one, the top one is air, right? Food and water. And if you stuff yourself too much, then you might not have room for the other stuff. And they're all important, right? So three small sips, you drink with adab, bismillah, and we just drink that way. We don't, okay? We don't do that. I visit the sick to help ease their pain. Who has visited someone sick lately? Anybody? MashaAllah, that's amazing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you. That is so beautiful. And you're fulfilling a sunnah. It's very good that you visit someone who's sick, okay? Even if you just get to see them for a few minutes in the hospital, trust me, it means so much to them to see your beautiful face come into that room. Because being sick does not feel good, right? We've all been sick before, right? But when you have someone sharing, I mean, caring for you, it's really nice. It makes you feel better. So may Allah reward you. And then you sit with your elders. How many people here sit with their grandma and grandpa if they're still alive, inshallah? Very good. You actually talk to them? You have questions and like story time with them maybe? Or do they read to you? Yeah? Very good. So that's also a very big sunnah that we respect our elders when they come to visit or when we visit them. We don't just go in and go, hey, where are the toys? And then just run off, right? Or, assalamu alaikum, and then you're back to your room. You want to sit with them a little bit. It means a lot to them. Or even go ask them, can I get you some water? Would you like a snack? Can I get you anything? An extra pillow? Maybe they're sitting. You want to watch them. And if they feel, look comfortable, then you can ask them, would you like a blanket or a pillow? Just trust me, if you ask your grandparents next time that question, that's going to really make them happy. Because it means that you're showing that you care, okay? And then when they leave, do you just go, bye grandma, bye grandpa? No, right, from the door? The sunnah is to do what? Yes, in the back. Yes, absolutely. Get up and hug them for sure. But even if they're at the door, what's the next step? What do we do next? Yes. You wait until they leave, yes, because that's they're leaving, right? And so you want to not go off and do something else. Very good. Yes? Yes, very good. So this is another very good, important sunnah. If it's not like freezing outside or raining, always want to think about those things, right? But if you can, it's really good to walk them actually to the car and offer to help them. If they're elderly and they have a cane, for example, you can be their extra cane, right? And that's like when my grandfather was alive, that was what I did. Every time he would go anywhere, I would tell him, I'm your second cane. So then I'd have him put his hand on my arm and I'd walk him wherever I needed to go, or he needed to go. And so that's always something special you can do, but always remember that. Don't just go by and then go to your room. Think about walking them with your parents to the car, okay? The next section is on cleaning and dressing, okay? So we have two more and then we're done, and then we'll take questions if you have any. The next section is cleaning and dressing. So I am a Muslim, I say the truth. I mind my manners, yes I do. I brush my hair back and keep it in place. I wash my hands and scrub clean my face. I brush my teeth so they're shiny and white. I floss before I sleep every single night. I keep the things in my room looking nice and neat. I make my own bed and dust clean the sheets. I hang my clothes and fold my socks in a ball. I put my books away and never write on the wall. No, nobody writes on the wall, right? Good. So this is all about keeping yourself clean and keeping your room and your belongings clean, because again, part of being a good Muslim is being clean as much as possible, as always, if you can. Right? So brushing your hair back, right? And if you don't brush your hair every day because you don't like it, well, guess what happens? You get those terrible knots, right? Ugh, and those hurt even worse, right? So it's really good. I know some kids don't like to get their hair brushed every day. It's like, no, that you feel like it's torture. But think about, if you do it every day, guess what? You won't have all those tangles and knots. So you should get a nice, good brush. Ask maybe mommy for a good brush and just get in the habit of brushing your own hair, just like you do for your dolls, right? I know when I had dolls, I used to brush their hair all the time. So we should brush our own hair, okay? And then washing your hands and scrubbing clean your face. So when you're getting ready for bed or making wudu, you don't want to do it like, messy or just quick because you want to get it over with. You want to actually clean because germs are everywhere and you want to clean the germs off, but also you want to show Allah that this body that He gave you, you respect it and you are grateful for it, and nobody else can clean it right for you the way you clean it. So be mindful of that. And then that's the same for brushing your teeth and flossing every night. You want to keep your teeth nice and clean and shiny. Okay, that's how we keep, we save our teeth. Otherwise, you see all these adults, they don't have many of their teeth because they didn't do it. They didn't keep them clean. So what happens is they have to go to the dentist every year, and the dentist pulls teeth out, and that is super painful. So if you start from this age, be smart, then you will keep all your teeth for your life, and you won't have to worry about that. Okay? And then keeping your room nice and clean and dusting the sheets, all of these, by the way, are sunnah. Every single thing that we're talking about, the Prophet ﷺ taught us to do. Even dusting the bed. This is from the sunnah. So you clean your own bed and dust it off every night. And then, hanging your clothes, taking care of your clothes. Okay? And of course, we don't write on the wall. The next section is on praying and supplicating. Okay, so this is the most important, because the reason why we were created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us, was to worship Him, okay? So we should know how to do that, and that's why hopefully all of us, or most of us here, know how to pray, right? Raise your hand if you know how to pray or do your salah. Awesome, mashallah. May Allah reward all of you and accept your prayers. So when you pray, we'll first sing it and we'll talk. I am a Muslim, I say the truth. I mind my manners, yes I do. I make fresh wudu and then say my du'as. I lay my prayer mat out and stand in pause. I face the Qibla and say Allah is great. I don't move around and keep my body straight. I bow and rise as my eyes stay cast down. I press my forehead gently onto the ground. I say salams and face left and right. I love praying to Allah day and night. I am a Muslim, I say the truth. I love my deen and so should you. So this is all about prayer, right? And all the different movements of prayer. Very important, like I said earlier, to when you're making wudu, to do it right. But also, laying your prayer mat out, having your own. How many people have their own prayer mat? Like it's theirs. Very good. You should have your own prayer mat and maybe a hijab for prayer. Very good. And then Do you know where to look when you pray? Because if you're like praying, but then your mind, your eyes are all the way over there looking at the TV, is that a good idea?
No.
No. Or looking out the window and watching the birds? No. Right? Okay. Or looking, at the dinner that's waiting for you at the dinner table? No. Your eyes should be focused on where you're going to make your sajda, right? Which is when you put your head on the ground when you're standing. So every place of prayer has somewhere that you should be looking. All of that is to show adab before Allah, right? And then also making sure you don't move around, right? I know sometimes kid energy, you want to move around a lot. But in prayer, should we move around? Is it a dance? A time to dance and wiggle? No, right? It's a time to try to be as still as possible and focus, right? And then just to be grateful for your deen, alhamdulillah. So that was the book. And then at the end of the book, every single line that I just read, it has a hadith that goes with it. So at the end of the book, for your parents and teachers, they can then go over these hadith with you and teach you why we do this and how the Prophet ﷺ taught us about all of these things. So are there any questions from any of you about the book or me or anything that you want to ask? Yes. Yes. Can you still visit them? Are they in the grave? Are they in a graveyard nearby you? Like maybe you can visit with your parents, right? No, they're far from you? You can always still make dua for them. If you can't visit them, you can make dua for them. But if they were buried somewhere close by, inshallah, that's also another very important thing to do. We should visit those who've passed on, right? And we have, alhamdulillah, a lot of different places nearby where Muslims go every day. I've gone to several of them, and I always see a lot of people there, mashallah, visiting their family that's already passed away. So it's a sunnah. Mm-hmm. You can read it too. You can totally read every single, whatever you're comfortable with. I did it as a song because kids usually like rhyme books. But if you would like to just read it, you can read it too. It's entirely up to you. Yes, sweetheart. Where did I get it from? The book? So the book was written by someone. Guess who? Me! I wrote the book. Where did I get it? Well, I worked on it. I wrote the book. Where can you get it? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like not hearing you. Maybe my hijab is on too tight. I apologize. Where can you get it from? So you can order it from Amazon. Your parents can. But the masjid, inshallah, we ordered some copies. They're going to be selling it soon. They've sold it before, but maybe ask in about 2-3 weeks and they'll have it here, inshallah. Okay? Alhamdulillah. I have to say, you guys, and I'm super impressed. I have done this, like, I don't know how many times now, because it's been 2.5 years. I've done the book reading. This is probably the best group I've ever read to. You guys were so well behaved. There's no noise. You're actually sitting calmly. I'm very impressed, mashallah, tabarakallah. So we need to give you guys all a round of applause, everybody, for this wonderful group of young girls who are know how to show their guests respect. I really appreciate that. Yes?
Do you have any signed copies?
You know what? I always sign them when we sell. So signed copies will be available here at the masjid. So yeah, thank you. So sweet. MashaAllah. Any other questions? Yes?
Can you sign it on Amazon?
Oh, you know what? I can't sign those because the company sends them directly. But if you see me, and I come here a lot, I can always sign it for you. I'll keep a pen in my purse. Just run up to me and go, Khala Hosai, I will happily sign it for you. Okay? Inshallah. So sweet. Anybody, any questions or comments from the parents? Anything you wanted me to further elaborate on? I'm happy to do that. Inshallah. No? Well, thank you so much for, oh yes, you do have. Oh. Jazakallah khairan. Thank you. That's very sweet. Barakallah fikum. Thank you so much to Nadia and Sadaf, I believe. Is she here? Yes, there you are. Thank you. They've been following up with me. Very patient, Nadia. Mashallah, I think since after Ramadan. Forgive me, please. I've wanted to come, and hopefully we can come again, and I'd be happy to sit with all of you. I'm very, very impressed by all of you, mashallah. May Allah bless you and reward you and your parents. And inshallah, I hope we can see each other again. Thank you so much. We will end with dua, okay? Excuse me. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر. Can you say it with me? والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواسوا بالحق وتواسوا بالصبر. الحمد لله. جزاك الله خيرا. Thank you so much, ladies. All right. السلام عليكم. Yes. Oh my God, I would love that. Should I come there? Would that be easier? And then maybe we could do a timer?
So
or,
we can do two because for internal.
Oh, sure.
For the girl spaces.
Okay, okay.
But for external.
Got it.
Their faces can't show.
Perfect. So from the back.
You.
Okay, no worries. Alhamdulillah. That's so sweet.
I don't want to see any faces.
Can you do the 1, 2, 3 so I'm ready for you?
Okay.
Oh.
I just have to get it on.
Sure.
Okay, well, Michelle, we have such a good 1, 2, 3.
Sure. Mashallah. How sweet. I think she's almost done. We just have to cue for a song. Okay. Now everybody turn around. Oh, how sweet. Oh, yeah, I would love that. Oh, how sweet. Please join me. Awesome. Thank you. So sweet, mashallah.
Hi.
I can't wait to see it. Thank you. So thoughtful. Mashallah.
Thank you, Wanchi.
Aw, is everybody in?
We're famous.